Yes, this is RDU 98.5, and on the other end of the line, it's time for a guest list. Thanks, New Zealand On Air. Oscar Liddell, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
How are you doing this fine, Wednesday morning, hump day up in Wellington?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks. This is move day for us, so we're just packing all our stuff and that all too familiar ritual of getting ready to shift town.
Oh, it must be a mere, so yes. Hope it all goes smoothly this morning for you. Of course, The Love Is Ours is out on Friday. How does it feel to have your 8-track collection finally gracing the world?
It was great. This one's been, you know, anybody who knows me knows I really struggle to sit on anything for a while, so it's been longer than usual in the tank, so it'll be nice to see it out into the world.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, for sure. You said in a recent Facebook post that you wrote most of them on tour. So I wanted to ask if you think your creative juices flow easier when you're on tour or not.
I think maybe they do. It's funny because I'm always really tired and stuff on tour, but there are just fewer distractions, I think.
Yes.
And often it's just a nice way to get some alone time to go off and write something.
Oh, is that hard to come by for you?
On tour, yeah, for sure. It's just you and a bunch of other fellas just all in a little dorm room or whatever. It's pretty close quarters.
I can imagine. And considering it is 2021 and the hellspawn year we've had, it is amazing to hear the word tour come out of your mouth. So how does it feel that it's all going down?
It feels great, man. Like, it's the thing I just decided to make it. To make it happen, like when we got back into level two, because I had the tour planned from earlier in this year, I just decided to assume that we're going to be in some kind of COVID restrictions and adjust our tour dates so that they could happen under COVID restrictions. And, you know, I'm now so glad that I made that decision and didn't hope that it was going to change and end up having to cancel.
For sure. Very wise. Good on you. And how did current events impact your sound and songwriting in this collection?
Oh, man, it's huge. You know, I guess all those songs were maybe a little bit preemptively hopeful at the beginning of 2021, you know, but they're very much fueled by all the stuff that went down in 2020. I think both with, you know, just the Rona and also with all the political stuff that happened, you know. I guess what I'm trying to do with the album is express the story of being with somebody through that time through a bunch of different musical genres and conventions and stuff.
And it is a beautiful translation, I think, for sure, through so many genres. Excited to, yes, give it spins on the show all the time. How have you been keeping your head above water in these not-so-great times? And how do you keep your artistic momentum sort of thing?
I mean, in terms of just, like, head above water, you know, I've had some projects. I always got to have a few plates spinning at the same time. So I've got a couple of projects I'm working on up here. I got stuff I'm recording, and I've always got little things I'm tinkering with it. But also, I've just been playing music at absolutely any venue that it's allowed for me to play in that'll have me. You know,
I love that.
Drove up to the Coromandel last weekend for a gig, like it's like a 20-hour round trip or something.
Hard out.
It's just, you know, it's my favorite thing.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. I love to hear. This is a guest list, of course, so let's get to your old track. How come you picked Change the World for us?
Oh, man, that's just probably the track I'm feeling the most from the record I released earlier this year. That one was sort of more of a full-length effort, less of just sort of a little moment, and the song's the opening song.
Amazing. Well, Oscar Liddell, I will play this track for you and we'll chat right after it. Very excited.
Keep on. fighting for that justice that you seek. Yeah, I cry for the mothers and the fathers. I cry for violence on the street.
An awesome track selection, Change the World. Thanks, Oscar Liddell, for picking that track. Oh, how does it feel having heard it?
Yeah, good. I was just going to say, obviously, that is not me on the djembe. I wish I could play hand drums that well, but that is not me.
Beautiful. What is the difference? Where I want to take this is, what's the difference between playing as Oscar Liddell and playing as Hoot, or I guess, you know, your personal name sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, Oscar Liddell is my personal name. Basically, honestly, it's just that it's evolved over the last couple years. Mm. Basically, when I started putting music out, I started putting it out under my name, not under my band's name. And because I tour with, you know, I tour with lots of different acts and stuff, it just sort of started making more sense to just release it all under my name. And we still play shows in Dunedin sometimes under Hoot, because for years we went as that. But now that I'm playing often more with Cats Up in Wellington and stuff, it just made sense, because it's always the same tune.
Nice.
To just call it Oscar Liddell.
I get you, yep. Oh, I definitely have a few Hoot posters in my bedroom, like 100%, I can tell. just on the like, I just know, because of course I steal from the studio. That's the only time I've ever admitted that. But anyways, side notes. I wanted to also chat about the visuals, because Ella Yeonet is the name. I don't know how to pronounce that name, sorry. But it is an awesome art collection. I loved it so much. So I wanted to ask how you landed on the visuals, because they're dope.
Oh, man, Ella's the best. She's, you know, her and I go way back. We were friends in high school and been mates through uni. And I think just, you know, I've always felt like she had a good connection to what I wanted to express with the music. And she's one of these wonderful people who actually listens to the lyrics. But she always does the art you know, trying to base something off of what the song's about and what I'm trying to say with it.
Mm.
So I'm just so blessed to have somebody as talented as her to work with.
And is actually taking your lyrics and putting them on the screen or on paper, shall we say, is so, so cool.
Yeah, it's a dream.
Do you think that people, do you bring that up because people just aren't lyric anymore? They're more focused on the sound? Is that a thing?
I don't know if that's an anymore thing. I think that might just be an always thing.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, I think it depends on the genre for sure. You know, if you're listening to, like, really mellow folk music, people are probably paying a lot of attention to the lyrics. Mm. I just noticed that often people don't... I certainly don't forget lyrics really easily and don't pay attention often. That's something about this collection of tunes, though, is they're sort of probably more lyrically and melodically similar to each other than they are actually all one genre, if you know what I mean.
Ah, yes, I get you. Cool, cool. Well, that's great to know. I love it. I would love to ask what touring looks like for you, because as you say, you're packing down, packing up, and getting ready to move along. So, yeah, what's the vibe right now for you? And, yeah, how do you feel about the tour vibes in general?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's just me and my partner will pack up in Wellie and bomb down to Dunedin tomorrow, and then I've got rehearsals, and I'm really fortunate enough to be going on tour with a really awesome young artist in Dunedin called Tuseka, so we got to do some rehearsals with her and stuff, and then I think the first gig on the tour is the one in Littleton at the Wonder Bar, so we're just leaving on couple of Thursdays, I guess 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
We're leaving for tour.
Oh, beautiful. Because, yes, you've brought me right to it. Thursday, December 9th, 7:30 p.m. Blues, soul, and rock and roll with, of course, you, Oscar, Adam Hadaway, and Tuseka. Actually, I was, of course, doing all the research before this chat, and Tuseka, I tell you, you may have just lended guitar to one of the tracks, but I deep dived, and I am in a rabbit hole. I love all of his stuff. So thank you for sending me on her. Yeah.
Well, she's the business. You've done more research than that poor guy who interviewed Adele and is now losing his job.
Oh.
So that put the fear of the unknown into any interviewer.
We need to go easy on him, you know?
Yeah, poor guy. I know. Poor old fella. He just couldn't figure it out. But anyway, Tuseka's the bomb. I met her at a party. I didn't even know she was a musician, and then we just started yarning about it, and she played me some stuff of her singing, and I was like, holy moly. So I'm so glad she's got a track coming out this Friday.
Yes. Oh, it's all go this Friday. How does it feel waiting for the Friday, like slowly but surely anticipating it, or are you focused on other things?
Oh, man, I'm probably more focused on it than I would usually be because just of the COVID thing, I don't have a lot of gigs that I've been, like, relative to earlier this year, I was playing, like, four times a week or something, and so I'm, you know, yeah, I am definitely thinking about it.
Mm-mm.
It's cool, but it's also, I guess, a bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, the pressure mounts, for sure.
Yeah.
Your new track, because this is a guest list, is Selfish, which is set to come out Friday, so tell us the story behind this track and how come you picked it, all that good stuff.
Yeah, this song's the opening track on the record. Mm. It's probably the one that's the most, for anybody who is familiar with what I've been putting out, it's probably the closest to what I've been putting out in the past, and it's actually a reworking of some lyrics and melodies and stuff I had from a couple years ago that I decided to sort of make sound a bit less like they're written by a 19-year-old and be a bit more grown up and fitting with the message.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I love it. Gosh. And I also want to say that your Sublime Studios live performance of this track was so, so cool. So I'm excited to hear the master.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. The grind keeps going, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, Oscar Liddell, it has been beaut chatting with you this morning, and all the best for tour. If you're listening in, make sure to head to Wonder Bar on December 9th for Blues, Soul, and Rock and Roll with Oscar, Adam Hadaway, and Tuseka. Beaut. What are your final words? What is anything you want to say to the listeners, such as where we can find you on all the socials?
Yeah, I mean, so as we were just saying before, it's just my real, honest to goodness name. Just look up Oscar Liddell Music on Facebook or Instagram, and Oscar Liddell on Spotify. But I'd say, you know, save Friday. Have a look at This Love of Ours, and also have a look at Tuseka's song Childhood Friends, because that song is a real treat.
For sure. Well, have a fantastic rest of your day, and thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning, Oscar Liddell.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
You this too. Track is Selfish. Enjoy, everyone, because I sure have. Thanks again.
Fresh. Snap.
RDJ.